ومن يذلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected ulama, elders, brothers and beloved children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst driving here, brothers, it was a Friday and Nabi alayhi salatu salam was delivering the khutbah. And if you study the history and evolution of Jumu'ah, first was the Jummah Salat and then was the khutbah. It was time of famine in Medina Munawwara and the caravans came in with the food and supplies. So one by one the Sahaba started leaving the masjid, and Almighty Allah described it, وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. Only 12 Sahaba remained in the masjid and they left you standing. From there the ulama said that it is better, not must, it is better to deliver the lecture standing. And mashallah, when I go and deliver lectures, I tell the people, I'm old but not cold, you know. So mashallah, I'm still young. Jazakallah khair, anyway, brought the chair, but I feel very old if I give lecture in the chair, you know. Anyway, that is by the way. Respected ulama and elders and brothers, I was telling you, whilst driving here to the masjid, the thought came to my mind, the makan and the zaman, both are mubarak. We are in Masjid-e-Hilal. I assume and presume that most of us went for Hajj or we went for Ziyarah to Arafat. And in Arafat you saw that mountain there and it is called Jabal Arafah. And it is called that pillar is there and so forth. So what happens there is that people, they call it all these type of names. If you go into the history of that mountain and that history and the history of that mountain, you will find it was called Jabal Hilal. Now the people change the name. So Hilal means the moon, the crescent, to raise your voice. And the night is Laylatul Jumu'ah. So we have the makan, the time that is also honorable. If we go into the history of Jumu'ah, before Jumu'ah it was called Aruba. And before that, Jummah Salat became compulsory. The Arabs used to call it Aruba, the day of Friday. So this was just to enlighten you about the night in which we are and the place in which we are. Respected brothers, the verse and the surah I recited is Suratul Asr. We all know it's a famous surah of the Noble Quran. Wal Asri. Wherever we find a waw in the Noble Quran and it enters and it precedes a noun and the last letter on that noun is a kasra, is a zair, so then that waw is for qasam. Almighty Allah is taking an oath. Wal fajri, wal layli, wal shamsi, wal tini. All these are examples where Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is taking an oath. Why do we take an oath? We take an oath because we want to persuade and convince the audience or the listener, listen, what I am telling you is 100% the truth. Why does Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla take an oath, brothers? He takes an oath to highlight the importance of that. Wal asri. The ulama have written that time is al-muallimul kabir. One of the greatest teachers of man and humanity is time. I came to Durban, I arrived at Maghrib time. What will tell me whether this journey was successful or not? Time. You are married, what tells you that you are enjoying your marriage or otherwise? Time. You bought a new car and it gave you all the virtues. You used it for 4 years, 5 years, 10 years. It gave you excellent service. Everything is time related. Therefore, they say hindsight is one of the greatest teachers. Wal asri. Therefore, the awliya ur Rahman, what do they say? When they saw that cube of ice and shrinking all the time, brothers, then they said they understood the tafsir of wal asri. He's our ustad also. He gave us permission for hadith. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, he passed away in Riyadh, but is buried in Medina Munawwara in Baqi. He's written a book, Qimatu Zaman Indal Ulama. Many ulama do have it, I'm sure. In there, this incident is mentioned, brothers. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an faqihu adil umma. We need to realize and understand who Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is. He used to enter the house of Nabi alayhi salatu salam so frequently that a visitor or foreigner to Medina Munawwara would think that he is part of the Ahlul Bayt, part of the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In time of Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, when people came to him, to Amirul Mu'mineen, and said, we need a mufti, we need a great scholar there in Iraq. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, I need him here, but nevertheless, atharutukum ala nafsi, I give you preference over myself, take Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Go and study the history of the Hanafi fiqh brothers, and you will find Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is the father of it. When he left Medina to Rasul, 4,000 students assembled and converged in Iraq, and that is how hadith started there. When the sun used to go down, sunset, maghrib time used to take place, for me and you is what, brothers? Today for me and you is that I'm born and bred in Heidelberg, Gauteng, Transvaal, call it what you want to. And now people get married, so they come here, South Coast, North Coast, or East Coast, whatever you want to call it. And then they sit there and say, oh honey, let's look at the sunset, look at the moon. So therefore they call it honeymoon. After 1 week, 2 weeks ago, the honey also is missing and the moon also is missing. So nevertheless, brothers, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, what should happen to him? And think about us, brothers. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when the sun used to go down, his face used to become somber. And what did he say? Naqasa fihi ajali wa lam yazid fihi amali. My time spent on this earth became less and less, and my actions, righteous deeds, are not increasing. This is how a Muslim thinks. Every second, every moment is just passing by. We can pay $1 million, whatever. It will never come back in our life. Walla asri. You go to our Salaf Sali, our pious predecessors, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, what did he say? Al waqtu ka saif. That time is like a sword. Imagine the irony of our time and age. The irony of our time and age. We are here in Durban, what will we say? Come, let us go. And let us go fishing. Let us go World Cup. It's about to start. Why? We want to kill time. That's exactly what Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said more than 1,000 years ago. That time is like that sword. You need to utilize it. Otherwise, the time will kill you. Like that sword, if you don't use it, then the sword, somebody else will get hold of it and it will slaughter you. Imagine the insight and the foresight of such a great scholar of Islam. The same Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, Walla asri. He said, hypothetically, if Almighty Allah did not reveal any surah, any verse, besides surah wal asri, it would have been sufficient for the guidance and hidayat of humanity. Such an important surah, my brothers. Walla asri. But what do we do with time? We kill time. We waste time. We don't have orientation, direction in our lives. You do ask your sons and your daughters and our children, all, 80% of us. And ask, what is your aim in life? You ask the student in a madrasa, what is your aim in life? You ask the student in school, what is your aim in life? We will find most of them just going on. Waqt tulu dekha, waqt ghurub dekha, ab fikr akhirat hai, dunya ko khoob dekha. What the shayar says, I saw the rise of people, I saw the decline of nations. Oh human being, you saw so much of this world, is it not time now for you to make fikr and think about the year after? When the child is born, we came into this world, each one of us, with our hands clasped. And when we die, we saw kings dying, we saw presidents dying, we saw prime ministers dying. They all left with their hands wide open to give humanity a message. Walla asri. After Almighty Allah mentions this introduction, now the message. Innal insana lafi khusr. Verily, this masterpiece, this human being, today when we look at him, he's in destruction, in failure, in loss. Why is the human being in loss today, my brothers? When we stop by the traffic light, by the robot, just look at the three lights, and we follow the three principles, then remember, we will be successful, prosperous. Otherwise, we will be failures, brothers. Almighty Allah gave each one of us desires. Each one of us. We have desire for this, desire for that, desire for so many things. Our desires never end. حُجِبَتِ النَّارِ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. In Bukhari and Muslim, the hadith is mentioned, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Jahannam would be filled with people's desires. And حُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةِ بِالْمَكَارِ. Jannat will be fulfilled and it will be filled to capacity. Why? Because people suppress their desires. Meaning, every person will fit in there and he'll have enough for himself and herself. So the lesson we need to learn, Almighty Allah blessed us with desires. Desires in itself is not a bad thing. But when we follow the dictates of our whims and fancies, to have the desire is not bad. That Almighty Allah created in us. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ. So to have the desire is not bad. That is innate, is inborn, is inherent in human being. But to practice on the desire, so that, my brothers, is where the lesson is, where that needs to be learned. So first one, I told you about your traffic lights, the three. So first one is our desires. Second one is our intelligence and intellect. So when there's a conflict and collision between our desires and our intelligence, so give your intelligence preference and suppress your desires. The doctor tells you, don't eat this, don't drink that. Our desires will tell us how tasty it is, what wrong will happen. Nothing will happen if I take a little bit. But we know that how we will suffer for the next week and next month. So brothers, these desires of ours must be kept under control. And our aql and intelligence, that must intervene. So first you have desires, above that you have the aql. And when reason, intelligence and aql and revelation, there's a conflict situation, then we give the naql, the revelation preference over aql, over intelligence. Now this is where we are standing today. Take the human being today in different parts of the world, Muslim countries, non-Muslim countries. How come no one can find peace? We go to Makkah, Mukarramah, we're not at peace. We go to Madinah, Munawwara, right there by Nabi alayhi salam, we don't find peace. How come? Something is wrong with this human being, with us as Muslims, how come? Something has gone drastically wrong, my brothers. Because when we analyze the words in the Quran, we will find desires are called a hawa. And if you analyze the word in Arabic, hawa means to go lower and lower and lower. Yesterday's paper, I don't know if you got the same news here. The Star newspaper yesterday carried an article in Holland. The politicians are fighting and saying that we must be given the right now that a person can become intimate with an animal also. A person must be allowed to walk naked, stark naked in his birthday suit, any way he wants to. What you want to come impose upon us? This is the problem when this intelligence and aql is used without any control, without any borders and boundaries. Therefore, this human being requires that revelation. Almighty Allah created us. He gave us the manual, the Quran Kareem, the constitution. Therefore, Sayyidina Umar, before opening the Quran, used to kiss it and say, Hada dusturu Rabbi. This is the constitution of my Allah. Think about it seriously. So first one is desires, second one is our intelligence, and above intelligence, Islam is supra-logical, is beyond and above our logic, brothers. And we need to understand it, and therefore we will not suffer from a complex. Now how will we get this peace? How can we present this peace to people? Almighty Allah speaks of peace 5 places in the Quran. The word sukoon or itminan is mentioned. This human being is made physically and is made spiritually. Physically, what do? You look at ourselves, you look at our children, we give them everything. We give them clothing, we give them cash, we give them computers, we give them cars, we give them all the C's. Cell C also give them. Isn't it so? You know all the specials and all that. But the greatest C we deprive them of. And what is that? In Tirmidhi it's mentioned, مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ نَحْلًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ. No father, mother gives a better gift to his child than good character. We are sitting here, 100, 50 of us, whatever. When last did we sit with our son or daughter and have a heart-to-heart discussion? Our relationship is such, do this, do this, do this. We can come, I'm playing golf, I'm gone fishing, I'm gone boating, I'm gone here. So when the lines of communication are not open, so you see. If I tell you in this masjid, brothers, these are not things that gives us pleasure to say. But we need to face the reality. I was now in a country, and after Asr, I had a meeting with the doctors. You know, they make programs everywhere. I said, doctors, what I'm to tell you, rather we have Q&A, you ask what you want, and I'll answer according to my ability. They said, in this town of ours, we got 20 youngsters born, bred Muslims who are gay. Now, I ask you, brothers, do you think that this problem cannot happen in our house? Do we think it can never hit our country? Think about it seriously, the times in which we are living. If you go to any hotel here, you will find a condom there lying free of charge. You go to our public schools and government schools, you will find it being free of charge to the students. That is the lifestyle they are being taught. The vice is glorified. So when this human being is only worried about the physical and nothing is done about the spiritual, so the spiritual is starved. You can give that human being everything, he will never find peace. Because he is not leading a moderate and a stable lifestyle. One side is overindulgence, and the other side, it is total starvation. Now what the Quran says? Recipes for success. Bring it in our life. Allah, the ulama are present, ask them. In Arabic, Allah means, behold, remember, harfut tanbih. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. In the remembrance of Almighty Allah, will the hearts find content. And if you want the beauty and glory of Quran, my brothers, Allah gave us so much, He is giving us so much. And what does Allah say? Qul mata'u dunya qaleel. Tell them, O Nabi alayhi salatu salam, the provision and the goods of this world is very little. Because Almighty Allah draws a comparison with this dunya to the year after. And Almighty Allah, we remember Him little bit. So morning time, evening time, before we sleep, tahajjud time. We just make 5 minute tasbih, 10 minute tasbih, what Allah says. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Tomorrow you read your Jummah salat. Fa idha qudiyatis salatu fantashiru fil ardi wabtaghu min fadlillahi wadhkurullaha kathira. We remember Allah little bit, Allah calls it kathir. Allah gives us in abundance, infinite amount, we cannot even count it. And what happens? That we find Allah calls it qaleel. Now how can that human being find peace when he does not have time to even remember his creator? This is the irony of today's times, my brothers. We live in secular worlds, and therefore in the Muslim schools I tell the principals and teachers, don't call this subject secular. When you call it secular, it means to take the religion out and to take Allah out of the equation. To make people irreligious is called secular. We need to Islamicize everything. And not call one Islam and one secular. So brothers, this is one of the greatest tragedy of today's human being. Innal insana lafi khusr. That everything today has to do with material. And our souls are being starved. And our Allah who created us. I bought a car, you bought the car, we buy a computer, we buy a watch, we get a manual. No one ever objects on what the manufacturer has written. Subhanallah, the manufacturer created it, made it, manufactured it, he gave it to us, and now we said this is the guarantee and this is the book and so forth. Allah created us. He is Alim, He is Khabir, He gave us the constitution, He gave us the written constitution, Quran Kareem, He gave us the practical constitution, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And still this human being, we are going astray. Innal insana lafi khusr. So bring that in our homes, my brothers, in our own lives, dhikrullah. If you're not going to bring that, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Then the human being will live a life that will be constrained, and tomorrow he will wake up on day of Qiyamah blind. One recipe. Second recipe, if you want, I'm using the word, I think some ladies might be listening. وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ. It is the mercy of Almighty Allah. It is the mercy of Almighty Allah that He made for you the day and the night. The alternating of the day and the night, who can do it? Can any government bring it? وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. So Almighty Allah gives us this night, لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ, so that we can relax, we can get that peace, that tranquility, that serenity. How come today we sleep on king-size bed, we have the best carpet, we have our electric blankets, and yet I'm looking up into the ceiling, I can't sleep. Something has happened to this modern man and this modern human being. Something has gone wrong. I'm so worried I can't even sleep. Sleep has been taken away from me. So Almighty Allah says sleep. But how are we going to sleep? A person who sleeps remembering Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, sleeping in the manner shown to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we will get that peace. Otherwise it is superficial peace. I will have to take my Valium and I will have to take the tablets and then sleep. Think about it seriously. Almighty Allah system, the whole world sleeps. Even the night watchman, you put him here outside 2 o'clock, you come, you hear also find you asleep. You know the famous, I give it on the A, that when you look at the night watchman, now one day the boss was going overseas, he told him, you don't go on that plane next week Wednesday, for example. He said, why? He said, that plane is going to crash. Every day he's telling him, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, lo and behold, the boss cancelled it. When that plane went on Wednesday, so for real that plane crashed. Then boss asked him, how you knew that plane is going to crash? He said, boss, when I was here at the work, I was the poisa, I was the guard, you know. I went into such a deep sleep, and I saw that plane going, and you were inside, and you were going to crash. So therefore I said, I must tell you. He was thinking the boss is going to give him such a big reward. The boss told him, straight away you fired, sleeping on job. You see? So this is our life today. So brothers, we must remember that sleep is a mercy, is sukoon for us. Third one. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. The sign of Almighty Allah, that He has created for you your own kind. Human being, human being. But today's human world, human being, what has happened to him? The secular world, I was telling you about. From time of Adam alayhi salatu salam till today, till day of Qiyamah, what is the definition of marriage? Adam and Eve. Today they said Adam and Eve or Adam and Steve. Think about it seriously. How the definition of nikah also has changed. And the first objective of nikah, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you get sukoon, you get that peace, you get that tranquility. How come we are not married and some of us got 2, 3, 4 wives, still we don't have peace? Think about this seriously, brothers. Something is lacking somewhere. From our nikah to the wedding night, and then we go on. How were we on our wedding night? Did not Mustafa alayhi salatu salam tell us, husband and wife, read 2 rakat salat? Did not Nabi alayhi salatu salam say, sprinkle water on your wife and the wife does the same to the husband? If the foundation is not right, then what do we expect, brothers? Think about this seriously. So number one, the zikrullah, bring in our life. Number two, sleeping. And not sleeping 2 o'clock at night, my brothers, after the World Cup, after the match, after the movie. We need to understand that. Third one, nikah. And fourth one, what does Almighty Allah say? Wallahu ja'ala lakum min buyutikum sakana. That your homes, Almighty Allah has made that house a place of sukoon, peace and tranquility. Home sweet home. We stay in 5-star hotel. We stay in 6-star hotel. After 1-2 days, the novelty wears away. And what happens? We want to go back home. It can be a rented house. It can be an outbuilding. Still we feel, this is the place of my peace and tranquility. If our home is that, then it is Dar as Salaam. We don't even make salam to one another. When last did we make salam to our wife? When last did we make salam to the children? How can our home be transformed? How can our house be transformed into a home? Make our home Dar as Salaam, a home of peace. Last one tonight is Jumu'ah, brothers. What Nabi alayhi salatu salam said? Akthiru alayya salat yawm al Jumu'ah. That increase your salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu salam on a Jumu'ah. When an ummah makes salat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam answers. And what is Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam's answer? Inna salataka sakanul lahum. Your salat to them is a source of sukoon, peace and tranquility. Think about it, brothers. 5 prescriptions Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us. So the first message, will asri, to appreciate time. Second one, my brothers, if we're going to practice on disaster, on desires, then we are doomed. If we practice on our brains and intelligence, intellect all the time, then also we are doing it at our own peril. and we will not then go on the path Allah wants us. So we have to practice on the wahi. Let's take few examples. In this masjid, you have senior ulama who gives you talk. But I want to just take a different dimension. Look at the contribution of women to Islam. What contribution they made to Islam. If somebody asks us, who was the first person who embraced Islam? First person. It was Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Therefore, brothers, when we go for Umrah, we go for Hajj, it is an indictment upon us that we go to Makkah Mukarramah, we perform Umrah, we perform Hajj, but we don't go to Mu'alla, we don't go to the graveyard, the cemetery, to make salam on a Friday day to our mother. Go study the grave of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, what will you find? You will find that is a grave in the corner, Qasim radiallahu anhu is buried. Up to this day, you will find like a mark there. And if you look at the grave properly, therefore Nabi alayhi salatu salam's agnoman and kunya was Abul Qasim. So we need to remember and salute our mother, especially when we are there. Who was the first shahida, the first lady to give, first person to give her life in Islam? Sayyida Sumayya radiallahu anhu. These are the contribution of ladies. Today Iraq is under attack and siege. You know every day what's happening. Go study what happened in the Battle of Qadisiyah. Today our wives, our mothers, sisters give birth, they phone, give me name, everybody wants name. Khansa radiallahu anha kanat adibatan sha'iratan, the greatest poetess in the history of Islam was Khansa radiallahu anha. In the Battle of Qadisiyah, brothers, contribution of women. One son, two sons, three sons, four sons. She came in front and she delivered the lecture, the khutbah to the people to motivate them. She says, I lost four sons in one battle. Alhamdulillah, alladhi sharrafani bihaula. She started the khutbah like that. Oh Allah, I am not a martyr. I am Ummu Shuhada. I am the mother of martyrs. Oh Allah, you have honored me by selecting my children. These were the people, brothers, that today we have Islam. Read our history and heritage and be motivated, and then you'll become beacons of light. If we don't do this, brothers, then remember, we will always live with a complex. And you can see that. Just go in our son's room, go in our cousin's room, and you will find one poster of some soccer star. Last week I was somewhere in a masjid just like this. There are a lot of youngsters in the back. You know, youngsters, they like to lean. I said, you youngsters, I want to ask you one question. Who doesn't know, pick up your hand. Which soccer star is on the injured list? And they're all making dua for him, the kafirs. So all of them in army. Everybody knew. Who knows, you youngsters, the 11 wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, pick up your hand. All 11. Now they start counting. After 4 or 5, all are stuck. Now this is what I'm trying to say, my brothers. We are so indoctrinated, we are so engrossed and engaged in all this, that what we're supposed to learn, that we are not learning, and what we're not supposed to learn, that becomes the issue, the news, and that is the media. It works on our mind all the time. From dada, mother, father, is an offside goal. You see the woman also clapping hands. She doesn't even know it's an offside goal. So brothers, we need to think seriously about it. Muhammad bin Sirin. Who is Muhammad bin Sirin? Imam Ta'biri Ru'ya. When you see a dream, you go to his book, Ta'biru Ru'ya. One person came and he said, you know, we always think of money, you know. So he came to the Alim, to the Maulana, and he said, that last night I slept and I saw myself in the safe. Hey Maulana, give me Mufti Sahib, Maulana, Qari Sahib, give me that in Ta'bir, the interpretation. So the Alim gave interpretation same time. He told him, don't worry, you're very safe in the safe. And this thing. So brothers, Muhammad bin Sirin's sister, Hafsa binti Sirin. Who is Hafsa binti Sirin? At the age of 12, she had by-hearted and memorized the entire Quran. You will say, I did that, our daughter did that, alhamdulillah. Ma'al ma'ani, with the meaning of the Quran. When people used to come to Muhammad bin Sirin and tell him, what are the different qiraats? What is the meaning of this verse? He said, bhai, if you got dream, ask me. And if you want to know what Quran, go ask my sister Hafsa. This were our pious predecessors. Today if we speak of Spain, today if we speak of Sicily, what is Sicily? Sakaliya. How many of us know what is Spain's contribution, Sicily's contribution, brothers? We have totally removed ourselves. This is what you call the cultural genocide that is taking place today. Our great history and heritage, we don't know. If you study Bukhari Sharif and you study the Rawis, how Bukhari Sharif went to different parts of the world, who took Bukhari Sharif to Sicily? Today, if you speak of Sicily, they'll tell you the mafia. That's what we know. The drug cartels. Karima binti Ahmed Marwaziya took Bukhari Sharif to the people of Sicily and she taught Bukhari Sharif there. Go study, go to Spain even today, the place called Granada, and you will find that this is her contribution, and till today we are indebted to her. When she came to Makkah Mukarrama, Khatib Baghdadi rahimahullah said, O Sheikha Karima, behind the hijab, you sit there, I'll sit here, you teach me the whole Bukhari Sharif. Khatib Baghdadi rahimahullah studied the whole Bukhari Sharif in the haram of Makkah by Sheikha Karima. This is the ladies of the past. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah passes away, and the first person to read his janazah salat was who? Sheikha Nafisa, his ustad, female teacher. She told the people, after the ghusl kafan, you bring the body here. And then the men took it and went to read the salatul janazah. The lesson I want, my brothers, we have asked to learn, we must appreciate this time and use this time. Second thing is this, bring these five things which Almighty Allah tells us to for peace. And third thing, that go into our rich heritage and history, men, women and children, and go and learn and see what they did for the upliftment of this ummah. What are we doing? And this is what Almighty Allah is telling us. We have to bring four qualities. Innal insana lafi khusr. This human being is in loss. He's in disaster, in destruction. Illa alladhina amanu. Except those who have iman. Brothers, iman is long talk. You hear in this masjid, shabguzari you have. I just want to mention 2 points on iman. Islam and iman. When I recite kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Islam. Iman is here what is in the heart. Allah is the sole judge of that. But brothers, today we live in a time and age where doubt and skepticism is ruling. And Allah says, innamal mu'minun alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi thumma lam yartabu. In Arabic, innama comes for hasar and qasr, which means only and only. Only those people have the true iman, who believe in Allah, who believe in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they have no doubt. How much doubt we have? Think about it seriously. Discuss and speak about Islam to people on a one-to-one. Speak about different aspects. Can we make money, our uplang and all that, if we don't take interest? The Muslim will ask you. He says, I'll have to close my shop. That is a manifestation of my doubt. You go to our child, you test it. The innocent child, the child doesn't speak like, he got no malice, no hatred. Oh, beta, when you yawn, the teacher told you that you must cover your mouth. Why you must cover? He said, yes, Abu, Abi, that ma'am taught us, they took us to the laboratory and told us that all the germs are going inside. And when I went to the madrasa, the ustad and the appa said the shaitan is going inside. Beta, on what you think is right? Test it and see. We bring doubt in the Quran. We bring doubt in the hadith. But we all content. Fine. Everything is fine. If you take the penal code of Islam, how many times I've heard, when you explain a person in Islam to solve the problem of humanity, the crime situation is spiraling out of control, you amputate one person's hand, it will become a lesson for and all the people. Al-yadul aminatu thaminatun wa idha khanat hanat. One hand is so expensive in Islam and is honest, you pay over ₹500,000. But when the hand steals and is found guilty in a proper Islamic court, then it must be amputated, because it's a menace to society. Never mind non-Muslim. Non-Muslim will all jump. Human rights and this rights and whatever. The non-Muslim will tell you, but is that not barbaric? Is that not but harsh? Sometimes they can't say the word, you know, because they're speaking to us. When we live like this, brothers, and Quran says, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ, we have no doubt. So this is the challenge. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. We all got iman, brothers. Don't go outside and say, I said you got no iman. We all got iman, but I'm saying, if we leave things, then the iman gets weaker and weaker, and then it goes into that level of doubt. And that is very serious for us. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Now play with the Arabic word again. We want peace. We want safety and security. How will you get peace, safety and security? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِذُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. Those people who have true iman, they don't adulterate it with any kufr and any shirk. For them is aman. The result of iman is aman. You will have peace, tranquility when iman is there. Otherwise, my brothers, we will never have the true peace. So, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And we have to carry on with the righteous deeds. For righteous deeds, there are three conditions. Condition number one, it must be done by a Muslim. Non-Muslims do many good deeds, but it's like a calculator hitting 0, 0 all the time. A Muslim does the same action, but there's a digit before it. So there's 1, 0 becomes 10, then 100, and so forth, and it carries on, depending on the level of our iman. So that is the first thing. Second, on the method pattern shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And third one, brothers, for our amale salih, righteous deeds to be accepted, they must be ikhlas. If we can have iman, we can do it in the form of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, but it's not with sincerity. Now what is the barometer for sincerity? Each one can use it himself. How are our actions in jalwa, in khalwa, in private and public? How do we behave? I see someone, I want to make an impression. Now I read 2 rakat salat, I fast, I do this, I do that. So when we try and impress people, so that now the ikhlas is disappearing. Our actions must remain the same. I give the easy example, the Maulana stop and the lady stop and the scarf is here. So now we're both waiting for the robot to change. Now when you stand by the robot, you know what happens? You look around, so she saw the Maulana, so the scarf came on top. Now you... One way is good, at least it's respected. But is it ikhlas? No. So ikhlas must be in jalwa khalwa. The holidays are coming. When it's weekdays, I'm somebody else. When it's weekends, I'm someone else. When I'm here in Durban, I'm someone else. In Dubai, I'm someone else. We are sanctimonious. We have a double identity. So we need to be careful about that. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Our deen, Islam, my brothers, is not for individuals only. I do this, I do. It's not sufficient. Allah says third one is required. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. Invite and call and exhort one another towards the truth. Who, when last did we call someone towards Islam? A Muslim. Non-Muslim. When last did we give Islam to them? Be honest about this. Today the image displayed of Islam on the TV, on the radio, on the print media is what? That we are trigger happy, we are bloodthirsty, and today I was sitting in the plane and I had a middle seat, both sides are non-Muslims. They just look. So you have to actually make them comfortable. It might be this guy just got a bomb or something. You know. When I landed in African countries, here, Zimbabwe, Malawi, we always dress like this. They say, there come Usama. You can just see all the Usama guys are here. So brothers, this is what's going. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. So call the people. Again, look at brothers, the words in the Quran. Your father, mother was on their deathbed. They called you, O beta, O son, ya bunayya. I'm leaving this world. I'm giving you my farewell advice. You called it wasiya. Do this, look after your auntie, look after that person, give the charity, look after the masjid. How much importance will we attach to it? Almighty Allah says, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. That your wasiyah to one another should be to invite and call people towards the deen of Almighty Allah. If you want statistics, brothers, 1 month ago, or 5, 6 weeks ago, I was in the BBI, I just went. There are 2 million people total. There are 2,000 Muslims plus minus. It is the only capital in the whole of Africa. Only capital in the whole of Africa. You go from South Africa right till Morocco and North Africa, Egypt and everywhere. My brothers, you will not find a masjid proper in Windhoek. You will find 3 musallas and you will find 1 Shia masjid. I'm asking you, brothers, is this not indictment upon us? You, every week we will find South Africans going fishing there. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. But we don't have a masjid right here at our neighbor. Think about it seriously. How can we not have a masjid? Today, one wedding, we bust up 1 million, 2 million, 4 million. And we don't have a masjid here. When I went there, I was amazed. I told them, take me to all. I went to the Shia Masjid also. I asked that Sheikh there. So they put it up long time. The point I want to make, my brothers, our forefathers came from India, Pakistan, Malaysia, Indonesia, wherever. Today you got their legacy. They left the Grey Street Masjid, West Street Masjid, all that. Me and you, what legacy are we going to leave behind? If we leave our cars, our shops, our money, our uplang, that even non-Muslims left. We need to leave a greater legacy, brothers. What the wasaw bil haq. When we are gone, that person can say, you know that person there, he left this world, but he taught me something. He left one sadaqah jariya. That is the kamal of human being. Where we become an asset to our society. I think that Jummah time when I lectured to you here, I gave you the same example. And whenever I'm by the coast, I give that example. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. You go to your beach here and see. You will find the white. You will find the bubbles. And if you look from the plane, you know how beautiful it looks. You see the bubbles. You see the foam. And that foam, it lasts. It is on top. It is for a little while. It lasts on the little while. And then it disappears. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. Then it is gone. It disappears. Me and you have the choice. Either you become the bubble. Or either the bubble is a symbol of falsehood. Little while it will have glory and then it is thrown to the heaps of history. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. I ask you a question. You want Islam to remain in the top of South Africa? We all say yes. We want Islam to remain in Africa? We say unanimously yes. We want Islam to go to the whole world? We say yes. So how will it happen? وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Become the water. The water is the essence of life. It quenches our thirst. O Ummat al-Muslimah, take the water of deen and let the people quench their thirst. Go around anywhere and see how thirsty people are for this deen of ours. Our approach is just to be right and we need to share what we have, my brothers. This is the challenge we have to rise up to. Either you become the water or either you become the bubble and the foam. We have to make that choice. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. Show the people in the battle of Khaybar. Nabi alayhi salatu salam tells Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, right in the thick of battle, لَأَيَّهَدِيَ bika rajulan wahida. O Ali, through your effort and your calling, if one person that said were Jews, if one of them come this side, is better for you min humurin na'am than the red camels. What does it mean? All the Mercs, all the BMs and 4x4s that we have today is better than all that. That we invited one person and he embraced Islam. Take the beauty of Islam, my brothers. Today we are suffering from that complex. Show everybody, I tell you, my brothers, in this house of Almighty Allah, any law you take, any law, politics, economics, social, whatever you want to, draw a comparison. This is what Islam teaches, this is what they teach, and see the end result. You will find always Islam is the best. We perform wudu. Now you made wudu and came. We just make wudu and how's the score? Who scored? Today I just went to job. I heard two guys speaking. He scored 2 goals. I just walked in and the kotok was dead. Brothers, this is our life. When you make wuzu, we wash our hands. We come to know the color of the water. We put the water and insert the water in our mouth. We come to know the taste. When we insert it in our nose, we come to know the color. We come to know the smell of it. Water has 3 characteristics. The color, the taste, and the smell. After it is past all that, now Allah tells you, oh human being, you're my masterpiece. Now we have passed the 3 tests. فَغْسِلُوا هُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ. Now wash your face, wash your hands, make masah, wash your feet. You show me ablution and wudu in any religion. You go to the wailing wall, the holiest place of the Jews, and you study it. We go down there behind Masjid al-Aqsa, and you will find they just wash their hands and they go and pray. You take any religion. This is an easy example. If you take our prayer, our salat, we read Fajr salat 2 rakats, Zohar 4, Asr 4, Maghrib 3, Isha 4. When we read our Fajr 2 rakats, what are we doing? Oh Allah, I thank you for the sense of touching. Whatever I touch is either warm or either it's cold. Oh Allah, you gave me the sense of touching. When we read Zohar salat, whether I come to Hilal Masjid from this side, that side or this side, so I can hear the adhan in all 4 directions. Oh Allah, you gave me quwwat as-sama. You gave me the power to hear, the faculty of hearing. I come here, I make sajda to you. I thank you, Allah. When we read our asr salat, we thank Allah for quwwat as-shamma, Oh Allah, that iter, you're going to go home, your wife made some nice cake and nice food. The aroma comes from all sides. So you thank Allah for that. When we read Maghrib Salat, then we thank Allah for our eyes. Oh Allah, I can see in front, I can see in the right, I can see in the left. You can't see the back. When we read Isha, we thank Allah for Quwwat Zaika. Oh Allah, you bless me. Everything I consume, the solids or the liquids, then it is either salty, either it is sour, either it is sweet, or either it is bitter. Think about Islam, brothers. The best, and we need to share it with the rest. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. But where is a Muslim today who is practicing on that Islam and can show the world that you are not being given the truth? You are being given the distorted picture of Islam. We need to give the pure and pristine picture of Islam. But how will it happen? وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. When you speak the truth, today, when you praise people, everybody is happy. Our ego gets massaged. You see, people are flying, they're going for Mi'raj. But criticize someone, speak something. If you speak of our contribution to medicine, then there's a person called Ibn Sina. See the West. They changed his name to Avicenna. And what they did? That Avicenna was considered to be one big doctor, is Ibn Sina. So there was one person who was ill and sick. So Ibn Sina came, he found one Maulana there. So he asked Maulana, "Is my patient, what are you doing here?" Maulana, Allah gave him wisdom. So he told Ibn Sina, "Ibn Sina, you're such a great doctor and physician and nurse and all that." Ibn Sina started smiling one way. Then he told Ibn Sina, "But your brother is like this and like this." So slowly you could see that smile was shrinking all the time. He said, "Ibn Sina, in the past 5 minutes, I made you so happy with my speech that you were smiling. And now in the past 2-3 minutes, you can see that you are upset because I am criticizing your brother. This is the taqat, the impact, and the athar of Kalamul Bashar, human being speech. You ask me what I'm doing with this person here who's ill. I was reading Kalamullah Surah Fatiha on that person there. How much impact will that have on the sick person?" Think about it. Allah's kalam, how much impact it has. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. So when people object on us, criticize us, then what do we do? If I tell you incidents, my brothers, what incidents? I'll give you 3 incidents. My time is up. I'm also tired, playing, and a lot of things. Okay. Number one, my brothers, you heard of Sayyid Qutb. We call him Sayyid Qutb al-Shaheed. When Sayyid Qutb was said, "Just sign this," he spoke the truth. "Just sign the document." See, Tawheed. This is what's happening in Guantanamo Bay. This is what's happening in other parts of the world. This is Tawheed. So Sayyid Qutb said, "The finger that rises when I read Ashadu Allah, ilaha illallah, when I say that Tawheed, qalan and maqalan, haqalan and halan, I say it with my tongue and I say it with my action. That finger that raises in tashahud, that hand, that finger cannot sign this document." And the rest is history. Abdullah al-Azam, what did he say, brothers? Abdullah al-Azam said, "The history of Muslims is written not in black and white. The history of Muslims is written black and red. The blank ink of scholars and the blood of the shuhada and the martyrs." This is our Muslims. What's happening today in the world? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. It's a big masla, I don't want to go into the masla. Anyway, in the time of the Abbasites, there was a question about the Quran. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was being taken, and the Arabi, the Bedouin, came and stopped there by Imam Ahmad. He's being taken by the police. The Arabi told him, "You stay on the haq, don't deter, O Ahmad." He said, "What will happen when they whip me and lash me? What will happen?" He said, "Only the first one will have the greatest pain. And after that, it will become routine. You don't worry." وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. So brothers, this is the message, the test of our sincerity. If we're doing for people and people tell us this, we will just run away. If we are committed, we are dedicated, then وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ will continue. Last message, brothers, that Tafsir in a Kathir, ulama present, you can ask them, when Sahaba used to meet, they spend their 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months together, and now they are gone. They shake hands, make musafa, everything. What was the farewell message they gave? Wal asri, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, wa tawasaw bil haq, wa tawasaw bil sabr. You got the function to carry on, I got the job and a function to carry on. So my brothers, my message to you is very simple. Each one of us can make a change if we want to. But if we're going to engross ourselves with this dunya, with World Cup, therefore I chose this topic, Wal Asri, because World Cup is coming. Wherever you go, it's just World Cup. So my brothers, we're going to kill time and waste time. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, addressing this dunya, what did he say? Oh dunya, ghurri ghairi. Oh, he was a master of the Arabic language, a linguist by excellence. He said, oh dunya, you go and deceive others. Don't come and deceive me. As for me, I have given you 3 talaq. He gave the dunya 3 talaq, Sayyidina Ali. The dunya came at their feet. Today, the ulama gave a wonderful example of the boat. Me and you are all boats, and we are here in this ocean. As long as the boat is on the water, it will reach the shore, it will reach the destination. So put the dunya under us. And once we let the water come inside the boat, inside the ship, you know what will happen. So me and you, if we allow the dunya to control us, then we will not reach our destination, Allah forbid. So may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla accept all of us, inshallah. Accept our progeny, inshallah. And brothers, 2-3 du'as we have to make. I'm concluding now, inshallah, by quarter past, I'll finish up. According to this watch here, you know. One place I want to lecture. So they told me, no, we got Q&A. There's no Q&A here, brothers. We're going to finish up. So it's Q&A. You must finish 9 o'clock. So I carried on, carried on. So after I'm seeing this watch, so I said, never mind. Just carry on. We finished up. The brother says, see the watch at the back. So I see it's 10 o'clock. So I see what? This is how they put the watch 1 hour back. And this thing. So the people, you know, I don't know. That's what they said. Anyway, brothers, the point I want to make is this. 3-4 things quickly, just like announcements. My brothers, Almighty Allah gave us a weapon of dua. When last did we raise our hands? When last did we go into sajda? Just listen to one Quranic verse, one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qul ma ya'bau bikum rabbi lawla du'a'ukum. Tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Quran says, my Allah, my sustainer, my nourisher and provider is not bothered about you if you don't make dua. I tell you, go, I'm not worried about you. You tell me, it's not the end of the world. If our Allah tell us, go, I'm not bothered about you, we lost everything, my brothers. So every night, every day, take out 2 minutes, 5 minutes, make dua for ourselves, our family, for the ummah. So brothers, very important. Sometimes, Allah gives tawfiq, we can wake up in the darkness of the night. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدُونَ فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. The nearest the servant comes to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is when we are in sajda. Exert yourself that time. 2 hadiths, فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. Make abundant dua in that posture, in that position. فَقَمِنُونَ أَيُّسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Your dua will be accepted. So my first request, brothers, that we should do for ourselves, our family, the ummah. Number 2, my brothers, that you know what's happening in the world. People are giving their lives just to keep the flag of Islam flying. We are not saying this, my brothers. We are simple mortals, ordinary mortals. So what we should do is that we should try and ensure that our children at least come to know what the facts are. Why it's happening in Iraq? What's happening in Palestine? What's happening in Somal? Our neighbor is not far from here. We don't even know what's happening in Somal. So brothers, everyone is fighting for the sake of Islam, to keep Islam afloat. No one wants Islam to go away. That's why they are fighting there. But me and you today, we live in our comfort zone. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. As the Quran says, how the Bani Israel, they live like kings. When we look at us, brothers, we live like kings. You just go home now, take 5 minutes. See my car, see my house, see my gadgets. Show me one king 100 years ago, king, president who had a cell phone. Show me one king who used to run around with plane. Show me one president who had so many cars and... We live like kings, my brothers. But one day we don't make shukr to Almighty Allah. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ شَكُورٌ. Very few of my servants make shukr. So our dua, my brothers, our reading, Iqra was the first verse, the first word to be revealed. But we don't read. Our ummah that does not read can never become leaders. We will always become followers, and therefore we are so impressed with the enemy. Because they dazzle us with their gadgets. Read, and then you will see what a dynamic ummah will become. Third one, my brothers, I'm not here for collection or something, my brothers. The ummah needs our funds. Allah has blessed us. Take out some. You know what's happening in Palestine. You know what's happening in Sudan. You go yourself and give. You go and give people who are going, the ulama are going, others are going. Take that money. We all say we love Allah. Allah, I love you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love you. Quran, I love you. That is lip service. Therefore, Allah kept the action called swadaqa. We have to take that hard-earned money and give it to the poor. Then, swadaqa. Now you are truthful. See the beauty of the word, my brothers? So we only truthful when the deed is according to the creed, when our actions are translated. So then we will say that we have now sadaqa. Leave that sadaqa jariya. And last one, my brothers, I started with Masjid al-Hilal. I don't know if it's happening or not, but this is, we say, a markaz, right? We all say markaz. Our elders are here, our ulama are here. I'll give you three references. Try and practice on it, inshallah. You start it. Man sanna sunnatan hasana. What has happened to us? We have left the authentic sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In Ibn Majah's hadith kitab, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Kitabul Masajid is a chapter, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Jammiruha al-Jumu'ah. That make the jameer. You go to the Haramain, you go to Madinah Munawwara today also, you will find the bakhur everywhere. How come we don't practice on that sunnah in our masjid? Thursday night, Friday, you should have the bakhur, you should have the loban. It's hadith of Nabi alayhi salam with Ibn Majah. In Zadul Ma'ad, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah is written, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's time, he appointed a person, Naeem. And Naeem's name became, you know, you go Pakistan and you go India, you get cycle wala and dud wala and this pan wala. So his name became Naeem al-Mujmir, Naeem al-Mujammir, whatever you can say is fine. So Naeem the Loban wala. Every Thursday night, Friday, he was busy putting Loban in Masjidun Nabawi. Where's our Loban wala? Mufti Shafi'i Sahib rahimahullah wrote in Adabul Masajid, he say, afsos here that this sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, we have left it in our masajid. So try, my brothers, to revive the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. It's our masajid. If we don't do this, who will do it? So we need to bring all this, learn what are the sunnah of the masjid also in time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and then we can revive it, practice on it, inshallah. And last one, again, I know I told you last many times, brothers, last one is that our iman, we have to make dua. Oh Allah, you know Junaid Baghdadi's story, that someone asked him, oh Junaid, you are better, there was a puppy, a dog running, oh the dog is better. So what he said, it's me and you, or it's me. I'll say, come here, I'll show you who's better, we'll do this. These were people of wisdom. If you go to Iraq, you will see written there, Sayyidu Ta'ifa. He said, it depends. Say, what do you mean it depends? He said that, if I die with iman, then I'm better than the dog. And if I die without iman, then even the dog is better. Think about the answer he gave. This is a lesson for us. Because we were born in Muslim homes, most of us, even that doesn't come in our mind. Anbiya Allah gave them everything almost. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bi salihin. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's dua. Oh Allah, let me die a Muslim. Join me with the pious people. So that is a dua we should be making. That may Almighty Allah bless us. That we die with the iman. Allah majal khaira ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. Oh Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. So these are the type of duas we should be making. And make an effort that we can bring this in our ummah, in our families. Jazakallah khair, brothers. My time is up. I'm tired also. Long schedule. And may Almighty Allah make our Masjid a hilal for the whole world, inshallah, where we can become a beacon of light. And brothers, take this message of deen to all, inshallah. So if we educate a man, we educated one person. Educate a woman, we educated a nation. So educate our women also. Educate, I don't mean now. Others, take Quran, hadith to them and teach them, inshallah. Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla, accept all of us, inshallah. There's a lot of ulama here, I must call them to make dua, brothers. But anyway, they'll tell me I'm musafir. So I'll make a short dua, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين.